Well, the internal brawl over energy policy is taking the shine off the government's big win last week on income tax cuts. It's a distraction, obviously, from the next challenge, which is the corporate tax cuts. Paul Bongiorno is in our Parliament House studios this morning. Good morning, Bonge. I think he's getting into his chair, but we're obviously going to reflect on the fact that we've just spoken to Craig Kelly, and also earlier on the program, Josh Frydenberg. Paul Bongiorno, I'm not sure if you had the opportunity to listen to both interviews, but significant is it not that Josh Frydenberg was somewhat hesitant on whether or not the government would in fact find itself in a position in the future where it might subsidise or in some way support the building of a new coal-powered fire station?
Well, I think if we've just heard Craig Kelly's interview, and that gives you a complete explanation on why the minister is basically walking on eggshells. If you had any doubts that Mr. Kelly and his allies in the on the Liberal backbench and in the National Party don't like the NEG and want it redesigned in a way that will restrict the emission targets and that will favour coal, you weren't listening.
In terms of what Josh Frydenberg had to say, he claims that this is the best chance for existing coal-fired power station and new ones to be built is to get the investment framework right, and that's what the NEG provides, essentially asserting that private companies might see value in investing in coal in the future. Is that plausible?
Well, the market doesn't think it's plausible. That's the fact of the matter. The market sees what's happening globally in terms of funding of these power stations and also sees the horizon for building one that will last 50 or 60 years. See, the point about coal is cheaper now because these assets exist and they've been paid for. These new high-intensity, low-emission coal-fired power stations cost a mozza, to put it mildly, and they therefore make coal power dearer.
What did you make of Josh Frydenberg's hesitancy this morning on the question of coal power?
Well, precisely that, because he knows the attitude of the market. He knows the attitude of big energy consumers and producers in Australia. They actually want the NEG as now designed to go forward for a couple of reasons. One, because they see that it's a neat solution, but more to the point, they want a bipartisan consensus. And I must say that the Labor Party, both at the territory and state and federal level, want that too going forward. Because, if we continue with the energy imbroglio of the last 10 years going forward, electricity prices will continue to skyrocket as electricity supply plateaus. And the other point that Mr. Kelly made today, which is extremely dangerous, is that he wants some sort of guarantee into the future that Labor will not try to scale up the targets. Now, Frydenberg is more than happy to have a fight with Labor over targets, whether his are good enough or whether Labor will bring in, as he calls it, irresponsible targets. But Kelly seems to be saying, no, if we give Labor any scope to scale up, we're against the NEG. So, as of now, we have the prospect of Liberal backbenchers and half the National Party crossing the floor if, or not supporting at least, if Josh Frydenberg can't get the Labor states, territories and federal opposition on side.
On the corporate tax cuts, businesses seem to be being used also to prosecute the case on that. Miners and major manufacturers are lobbying the crossbench to back the cuts. Have they left their run a bit late on this?
I don't know. We'll see what happens today. But by the sound of it, I don't think it matters much what they say. You're not going to change these people's minds.
All right. With both Longman and Braddon on the line in the upcoming by-elections, politics is obviously turning pretty personal. The gloves are off with this Labor ad targeting the Prime Minister's personal wealth. We learned today, though, that Malcolm Turnbull donates all of his $500,000 pay packet to charity. Yeah. Does that in any way undermine Labor's strategy or tactic here?
Well, look, I think that let's put on the record that that Malcolm Turnbull is not new to philanthropy. He and Lucy have been philanthropists for a long time and generous ones at that. That's well known. If it's not well known, it should be. But I think it somewhat misses the point. Look, the real point in the Labor ads is that line that says that Malcolm Turnbull's so keen to give big business a tax cut instead of properly funding our schools and hospital, who is he exactly looking after? And then he says the big end of town. So the real point here is the trade-off or the battle, if you like, between funding for essential services being compromised by massive tax cuts, $144 billion worth.
Paul Bongiorno, as always, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you, Hamish. Bye.
Paul Bongiorno is columnist with the Saturday paper.